billion and one details. A billion and one details. And the Torah Shebaal Peh puts everything into a systematic order. The Torah Shebaal Peh explains that you have different types of karbonis. You have karbon yochid and you have karbon sibur. Karbon sibur is paid for with machtes hashekel money. Karbon yochid is not. And if, let's say, Mr. and Mrs. Jesselson decide they want to donate $1 million, $10 million to bring all the karbonis tzibur and put up a plaque that all the karbonis were taken care of this year. So the Gemara says, you're not yaitzei. Bizman ba'isheni, that was one of the disputes between the tzedukim and the prushim, whether yochid mitznadev karbon tzibur. So we paskin, no, karbon tzibur has to be paid for dafke with machtes hashekel money. And karbon yochid is paid for by the private person. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Gemara Nazir learns that from a pasuk that I can be magdish karbon amanashi is kapa bochaveiroi. Let's say the next door neighbor was machal Shabbos b'shegig, and he doesn't have $1,000 to spend to buy a karbon chatos. He needs a kapara. So the Gemara says, Gemara learns that from a pasuk, I can be magdish the karbon on his behalf. There is such a thing, but in the karbon tzibur, there is no such thing. In the Parsha you have, in Parsha's Vayikra, you have a list, a series of four different types of menachas. You have a minchas soilus, then you have a minchas mafitanu, a minchas marcheshes, minchas chavit, and then you have all of a sudden minchas ha'omer. Minchas ha'omer is a korban tzibur. It's very different. Minchas ha'omer is paid for with machzal shekel money. The other korban is mincha paid for by the private person.
What's the concept of moser tzibur? Moser nitvasal tzibur?
Not by Karbonis Tzibur. Not by Karbonis Tzibur. By Melach you have that. By Bigdei Kuna. But not by the Karbonis Tzibur where the being paid for with Machtza Shekel money is Likuva. You can't be Moisa the Tzibur. In the Karbonis Chattas also you have in today said Bar Helm Dovashel Tzibur is a Karbon Tzibur. The other, all the other Karbonis are Karbon Yochid. You have blended in Karbonis Yochid with Karbonis Tzibur over here. Then there's another major difference, two different types of karbonis, kochim kochim and kochim kalim. Kochim kochim, there are many differences. First of all, kochim kochim, shchitosa batzof, and the kibul daman b'chlisharas batzof, and the azar was divided in the right hand side, the left hand side. We favor righties, apparently, the Torah favors righties. The Mishnah says that a kohen who's a lefty is pasul avoida. So Rashi has two pshatim, and that's the Mishnah in Pchoris. You have a series of prokem and mishnayos where it talks lists of all mumin by behemoth and all the mumin by yodom. So it says that the kohen who's a lefty is pasul avodah. So Rashi has one pshat, is pasul avodah because he's a balmum. The pasul pshat is not that he's a balmum, but rather avodah has to be done by a min, and he doesn't have a min. It has to be a min beruchas, a min bekoyach. Has to do the avodah with one arm. It should be on the right side of the body, and it should be the stronger of the two arms. So again, so the right-hand side of the Azor has more chashivas than the left-hand side of the Azor. All the menachas have the status of kochi kochim, that psukim and chumish, and from the behemoth, some of them are kochi kochim, and some of them are kochim kalim. The din of me'ilot, the end of the parsha. Mo'al amal b'kochi Hashem, you bring a oilos, you bring a chatos, you bring Hashem me'ilos, you bring Hashem me'ilos. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk. Me'kochi Hashem, kochi maham yuchadim l'Hashem, to the exclusion of kochim kalim. Kochim kalim, there's no din of me'ilam. There's no din of me'ilam means if you are moil b'shoigig, you have to bring, you have to give kerem chaymish and bring Hashem me'ilois. So someone is moil b'shoigig from kochim kalim, this din doesn't apply. And then the hekdish is yotzel chulin. If you're nana from kochim kalim, the hekdish is not yotzel chulin. What about the isim me'ilam? The isim me'ilam is not explicit in the chumash. The Gemara works very hard. There are different opinions in the Rishonim, what is the mocker for the Issa Mila, but there is an Issa Deraisa for one Moel Bekochim. So the Issa Mila is a Machlekes Rishonim, when the Mishnayos have repeated several times in Maseches Meila, that regarding Kochim Kalim Loi Nenim Veloi Moelim, you're not allowed to get Hanoah, but for the Eved, if you did get Hanoah, you don't have to bring Hashem Meilois, and it's not Yotze L'chulin. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether loy nehenim by kochim kalim is an isa deraisa or an isa derabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his grandfather Abchaim that it's inconceivable that it should be an isa derabbanan. But half of the Rishonim hold like that, that it's an isa derabbanan. Abchaim held like the other way, that it has to be an isa deraisa. Yeah. Sometimes you have a difference at Korban Shlomim. Avel Velasalvechik points out in the Sefer HaChumash, Shlomim is normally a Kotch Mikalim, but if it's Divchei Shalmi Tzibur, then it has the status of Kotchi Kotchim. On Shavuos, he brings Kipsi Atzeres, the Shalmi Tzibur, so that has a din of Kotchi Kotchim. On Kochim Kalim. On Kochim Kalim, the Mefurish and Machikis and Rishonim, the Rashba and Kiddushin quotes it. Whether the Issa Me'ila is the Raisa, the Rabbon. Because the Mishnais have the same expression, Lainan of Lamelim. So many times it means Lainan Midrabbonim. But sometimes, like Kochim Kalim, half of the Rishonim hold, Lainan is an Issa, the Raisa. The Emurim, yeah, that's a Mishnah. The Emuri, Kachim, Kalim have the status of Kachi, Kachim. No, there is Me'ila. Emuri, Kachi, Kachim.
That's Deraisa,
yeah. There is Me'ila, the Emuri, Kachim, Kalim. Lachas, Rikas, Adam. That's Mishnah, is like that. Because Emuri, Kachim, Kalim are considered Kachi, Kachim. That's a Mishnah, Zvach. Emuri, Kachim, Kalim have the status of Kachi, Kachim.
How are they in the Scottish to become Kachi, Kachim?
Good question. Okay. It is Kochi Hashem. The difference between Kochim Kal and Kochi Kochim is Kochi Kochim are called Kochi Hashem. Chata B'shgogam is Kochi Hashem. So the Emuri Kochim Kal Ma'am is Kochi Hashem that you burn on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Mila, it's only after Zrikas Hadam. Then it's Oymed Lahak Torah, then it gains the status of Kochi Kochim. So these are differences. Yeah, every carbon has his man and a makam. The makam of kochi kochim is the azor. If you take it chutz l'makom, it's nifsal b'yotze. The makam of kochim kalim is Yerushalayim. If you take it chutz Yerushalayim, it'll be nifsal. A mure kochim kalim have a din of kochi kochim. So if you take him chutz l'azor, they'll become nifsal b'yotze. Even if you bring him back in, you can't be makdirid. Hogab b'hem is be'ah. So every carbon has a makam and every carbon has a zman. The zman of kochi kochim is more restricted, just like the makam. The more mekudesh it is, so the more restricted it is. So the Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch has such an essay, and I think in his volume that's called Chorev. So he writes that the more mekudesh something is, so the more, the more careful you have to be not to leave it over too long. Time sensitive. It's more time sensitive. So he says, by minhagim, the hagim are also very holy and they're very time sensitive. So if you had a meeting from 1,000 years ago and it doesn't make any sense now, so you have to be careful not to observe that meeting, because it's nifsal belina, just like kochim become nifsal belina earlier than kochim kalim. So by minhagim, you have to be very careful. Okay, that's in Shulchan Aruch. They talk about that. When do you have to stop observing a minig? When you have to continue observing minhagim? Okay. Davish of the minyan, so if minyanachal atiroi, the Ramah has a tshuva like that. The Gemara has a klal in the beginning of Beitzah that if the Chacham made a gzera the Rabbana for a specific reason, and the gzera the reason no longer applies, so the gzera the Rabbana still applies. So the Ramah has a tshuva where he said that's only an gzera the Rabbana if you have a minig and the reason for the minig no longer applies, then the minig falls off by itself. It's Kemat Mefurish Rashi in the beginning of Beitzah on the sugya Davish of the minyan. Learns Pshat in the Gemara like that. The Gemara is discussing whether Yontem Sheni is a minig or a derabbanon. If it's a din derabbanon, then if the reason for the institution of the minig no longer applies, then the minig no longer applies. Yontem Sheni?
Yeah.
Well, in the Gemara it was a machleik v'zman shikitshu al pi haria. There never was a real sveka diyama. The Netziv in his commentary on Chumash explained there never was a real Sveka Diyama, because Rube de Rube lo matzino elon meuber elol on the normal circumstances has 29 days and Adar also has 29 days. So Rube de Rube, the people live far away from Yerushalayim and they didn't know when Bezna was Mekadosh de Levana. So the Netziv writes in his commentary on Parshas Hamor, they had a right to follow the Rav. So even Mizman Shekitchel Piyariya, that there was a real Sveika Deyayma, wasn't for real. He said, that's why they never observed 2 days Yom Kippur. All right, maybe it's a Sofik Sakana, people can die if you're going to fast 2 days in a row, but that she observed an Issa Malacha. That was Amidus Chassidus, that the Rishalmi says, that some people used to fast 2 days on Yom Kippur and observe Malacha 2 days, but Meikara did not. So you see, it never was a real Sveika Deyayma. So Bizman Shekitchel Piyariya, Rashi learns in the Gemara, that was a Machloikas, where the Yontem Sheni is at the Rabbanon, or a minig. And Mizman Hazeh, after they sent a letter, after they did the Kviyas Haluach and Sholchem Eitam, they sent a letter from the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael to the Rabbanim in Bavel, he zore a minig of a sechem yedechem, he should still observe Yantav Sheni. That's a further new machloikas, whether Yantav Sheni Mizman Hazeh is a minig, because that was the Loshen, he zore a minig of a sechem, no. The word minig over there doesn't mean minig, it means continue the practice of your forefathers. We are sending a letter with the power vested in us as rabbis. We are making a takana, you have to observe Yantav Sheni. So that's a further machloikas, whether Bizman Hazeh, Yantav Sheni Shel Golius is a minig or a derabbanan. Tosis assumes that it's a minig, and Tosis says, we say a bracha, alachilas matzah, alachilas maris. So that proves, Tosis quotes this as a proof that you recite a brichas hamitzvah when one observes a minig. So even when one recites chatzi halam or shchedish, which is only a minig, one should recite a bracha. And the Ran and Sukkah and Daf Mevav disagrees with the Tosis. Who says that Yantav Sheni is a minig? Maybe Yantav Sheni is a takana derabbanan. V'chatzi halalam ha-shoydesh digmoros and tainus is only a minig. How can you prove from a din derabbanan to a minig? So that's a machlekes Tosis in the Ran, whether Yantav Sheni bizman hazeh is a minig or a din derabbanan. In the Rambam there's a stira. The Rabbeinu the Soloveitchik talks about, what did the Rambam say? The Rambam one place writes Yantav Sheni is a minig, one place he writes Yantav Sheni is a takana. So all Dvar Mikudoshim have a restriction in Zman HaMakom. Kachi Kachim have a more of a restriction. Kachi Kachim are only in Yazar, Teket Chutz Lazar, Nifsal V'yotze. And Kachi Mekalim is Kol Hoyir. And the Zman is also Kachi Kachim. Normally the Zman is Yom V'Laila at Chatzos. And Kachi Mekalim, most of the Kachi Mekalim, the Shlomim is Nechal Shnei Yom V'Laila. Once in a while you have a Kachi Mekalim that's only Nechal Yom V'Laila at Chatzos. So okay, that's a Yotze Min HaKol. Then the Torah Shabbat Peh has another distinction between Karbonish and Zmanim Kavua. Karbonish ain't Zmanim Kavua. Ruba de Ruba of the Karbonish Tzibur Azmanim Kavua. Minimum Masafim Azmanim Kavua. Parhal Novishal Tzibur is not Zmanim Kavua. They can bring it whenever they have an opportunity to. But Ruba de Ruba of the Karbonish Tzibur Azmanim Kavua. And Ruba de Ruba of the Karbonish Yochad are not Zmanim Kavua. A person is Chai Bachata. So bring whenever he has a chance. It's not no specific that person brings Nedim and Adav, he can bring whatever he wants. Once in a while, you have Korbanos Yochid, which are Zman Kavua. Let's say, Chavita Kohen Gadol, every day of the year the Kohen Gadol brings Minchas Chavita, Machtzisa Babayk, Machtzisa Beinu Abay. That's Zman Kavua, so even though it's a Korban Yochid, it's paid for by the Kohen Gadol, it's Deicha Shabbos, and it's Deicha Tuma. The uniqueness of a korban shezman kavua is that it's decha Shabbos and it's decha tuma. The pasuk uses the lashon b'mayadoi. So whenever it says b'mayadoi means zman kavua, so it's decha Shabbos and decha tuma. The mishnayos usually say tuma is muta b'tzibur, tuma hutra b'tzibur, tuma tchui b'tzibur. Usually you talk about korban yochid versus korban tzibur. So the mishnah in the second parak in Tmura quotes Rav Meir that it's a little bit imprecise when we say korban tzibur is decha Shabbos, decha tuma. It doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur. It depends on Korban Shezman HaKavua versus Korban Shein Zman HaKavua. Usually the case is that Korbanos Yochid are usually not Zman HaKavua. On Yom Kippur, you bring most of the Korbanos are Korbanos Tzibur. The Tmidim HaMusafim from Parshas Pinchas, then in Parshas Acharei Mais, the Korbanos that are brought to Kapora. Then it says the Kohen Gadol brings Parachatas HaShaloi. The Gemara says he pays for it. It's a Korban Yochid, and it's Deche Yom Kippur. Why is it Deche Yom Kippur? Because it's Zman HaKavua. On Yom Kippur, most of the Korbanos are Korbanos Tzibur. And the Parachatas HaShaloi means Mishalo. He pays from his own money, not from Mas HaShekel money. That's a Korban Yochid. But it's Zman HaKavua, so the Dinin said it's Deche Shabbos and Deche Tuma. The Chumash has the expression, Lefnei Hashem, Minchas Chinuch points out. Lefnei Hashem means in the Beis HaMikdash. But there are different locations in the Beis HaMikdash. There are Esa Kedusha saying that 10 different levels of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. And when it says in the Pasuk, Shochet has been a Boker, Lefnei Hashem, the Pasuk K in the beginning of Ayikra, That lifnei Hashem means in the Azara. Then it says, "Achalto Hashem lifnei Hashem alakecha ma'aseh digoncho siroshcha v'yitzarecho." Wow.
This is
what you want. This is the flavor. Oh boy. Too much olam hazeh. Thank you very much. Then it says that you have to eat the kochim kalim. Vechalto sham lefnei Hashem alakecho. Lefnei Hashem alakecho over there means in Yerushalayim. Kochim kalim anechel in Yerushalayim together with bikurim and maaseh sheni and so on. And then sometimes lefnei Hashem alakecho means harabais. So the Gemara says, on Rosh Hashanah we only blow shofar. We don't blow chatzaitzis. And on the Tainan Sibur you blow chatzaitzis and you don't blow shofar. But in the Harabayis, both on Rosh Hashanah and on the Tainan Sibur, we learn from the Pasuk Tehillim, chatzaitzis with kol shofar hariyu lefnei HaMelech Hashem, that refers to Harabayis in Azara. So when they blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah, have to blow together with chatzaitzis. When they blow chatzaitzis and a tiny tzibur, have to blow together with shofar as well. So that's part of the story over here. When it says lefnei Hashem, it has different meanings and different contexts. You have to figure out each time what the meaning is.
Is there ever possible that it refers to all of Eretz Yisrael? Lefnei Hashem, all of Eretz Yisrael?
By Vidya Maisa, it says, V'marta lefnei Hashem alakecha, Arami, not by Vidya Maisa, what do you say? V'yayti HaKodesh min HaBayis. There it says, lefnei Hashem alakecha. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. A machlekes on a din deraisa, where they can only do Vidya Maisa in the Beis HaMikdosh. Mikra Bikurim you recite when you're in the Azorah. So that you have to be in the Azorah. But Vidya Maisa is a machlekes, the Rambam and Ravid. Should have been in Tanoim somewhere. There are no earlier sources. So I forgot about who. One of the Rishonim holds Rambam and the Ravid. One holds only in Azar. The other holds wherever you are. It's Lefnei Hashem Alakecha. It should only be Eretz Yisrael. I don't think it says Lefnei Hashem Alakecha. By Tkiya Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, there's a machloikis. Tavir Shofar B'chol Arzachem. But it doesn't say Lefnei Hashem Alakecha. It says Tavir Shofar B'chol Arzachem. The machlekes achrayim, the Turi Yevin and others in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, whether the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar and Yom Kippur shel Yovel only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes the same shofar, same lashon in the Mishnah Torah. Mavirin shofar b'chol ha'aretz. Very strange. What do you mean? Only in Eretz Yisrael? Never came across. What do you do with the pasuk? What do you say b'chol ha'aretzachem? What do you do with the Rambam? But the pashtus is that it applies all over the world, like shofar and Rosh Hashanah. It's no difference, Eretz or the rest. But there, it doesn't say Lefnei Hashem. Yeah. Yeah. Wherever you are, we become Tor in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah. That doesn't mean any location in the presence of Hashem. Lefnei Mi'atem Mitar, Mi'atem Mitar Eskem, wherever you are. When you do tshuva, you get kapor. The Gemara points out, Rashi and Chumash quotes that the Mizbeach was 10 amas tall. Not exactly, the roof, the top of the Mizbech was really 9 amas tall, but in each corner there was a cubicle block. There was Amo Alamo Alamo, those are the four corners of Mizbech. So since the top of the Mizbech was 9 amas, and that was 1 amma, so officially the Mizbech is 10 amas tall. At the point of 5 amas high from the ground, there was a chut asikra, sikra means red, and there was a chut makif. They painted it red around the whole Mizbech to know, this is Lamaila Mechuta Sikra, this is Lamata Mechuta Sikra. In the Bayesheni period, when they made the Mizbech, they made it with cement. So they put, like when they pour cement, so they put wooden blocks, an amma tall, 32 by 32, Lama Beis Ala Beis, an amma tall. Then it was Nichnas Amma, and then it went up another 5 ammas or something. So that was that was called the Yisoid. 32 by 32 and an amma tall. It's called the Yisoid. But over here, for the purposes of Parshas Vayikra, Ravavala points out, we consider the Chut HaSikra is 5 amas. 5 amas, exactly, machza machza, here for the height. Official in Mizbech is 10 amas tall, even though it's really only 9, but the cubical stones in the corner were 1 amma tall, so officially the height in the Mizbech was 10 amas, so halfway up is the Chut HaSikra. So this bottom level of cement that was 32 by 32 and 1 amma tall, that's called the Yisoid. And the top four cubes in the four corners are called the Karnas HaMizbeach. But for purposes of Zrika Saddam, we call up into Luchot HaSikra, the first five Amas are called Yisoid, and above Luchot HaSikra is called Keren. So some Karbonas you have to have the Zrika Lamalim Luchot HaSikra, some of the Karbonas have to have the Zrika Lamatim Luchot HaSikra, and Karbonas Behema. So the only carbon that has to be lamayla mechut ha-sikra is the chatos. All the other carbonas have the zvika lamata mechut ha-sikra. And oif, it's just the reverse. There's only oilus oif and chatos oif. You don't have all the others. So oilus oif is lamayla mechut ha-sikra. Chatos oif has to be lamata mechut ha-sikra. Just the opposite.
Is there any reason for that or just a chol?
The Gemara doesn't have any reason. Maybe there's a good reason. I'm sure Rabbi Hirsch has a good reason. I don't know. He always gives beautiful explanation. I don't know. What else is unique about Chatos? Chatos requires Matan Edzba. All the other by Behemoth, not by Yoifas. By Behemoth, you do Kabbalah Saddam and Eklisharis, and then you sprinkle the dam. Either you throw Mirochok, or you stand close and you pour Shficha Zrika. But you do this because Adam from the klisharis. And Chatos, you have to have the Dam in the klisharis, and you stick in, the coin sticks in his finger in the right hand, and he does Matan Etzba. And all the other carbonus by Behema is Zvika Saddam from the klisharis. You don't do Matan Etzba. By Oilus, there's a difference between Chatos Oif and Oilus Oif. When you shecht an Oif, so usually the Mishnah says the beginning of the second parak in Chulin that. When you shech the behemah, you have to shech both simonim, kona and the veshet. When you shech the noif, it's enough if you shech the kona or the veshet. The Gemara has one lashon that l'chatchili should shech both the kona and the veshet. So the Rambam is machmen. The Rambam held that's a sofik deraisa. So the Rambam is machmen l'chatchili should shech both the kona and the veshet. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosus. When the Gemara said that maybe l'chatchili you have to shech the kona and the veshet by the oaf, and maybe l'chatchili you have to shech kol hakona. Not just Reva Kona, was that Sufik, a Sufik, was that a Lachatchila deraisa, was that a Lachatchila derabbanan? Is there such a thing as a Lachatchila deraisa in Hilcha Shechita? Shechita is only a matir, so it does make sense to have a Lachatchila b'dieved. Tosis in the end of Nida has such a klal. You only have a Lachatchila deraisa in the area of a mitzvah. If you do the mitzvah b'shalei Musa, you do the mitzvah shalo b'shalei Musa. But in the area of a matir, if it's muta b'dieved, it's muta Lachatchila. Doesn't make sense to have a lechatchila by a matir, a lechatchila deraisa by a matir, let's say a get. So lechatchila the get should be written by this, like this, and b'dieved, if you wrote it like that, it'll also be good. So lechatchila is by get, are clearly only the rabbanan, it can't be deraisa, because a get is not a mitzvah, a get is a matir. So that happens to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the first parak in Chulin. Commenting on that Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Chulin, when the Gemara talks about a possibility of a lechatchila by shechita schulin, that you need kol asim, and a lechatchila by yoif, you need kana and nevejit. Is that a diyun on a lechatchila derais or lechatchila derabbanan? The lei varie. On the beginning of the second parak in Chulin points this out. So the Kes Mishnah understood in the Rambam that the Rambam understood that this was a sofik derais, and the Rambam went lechumr lechatchila, sofik derais lechumr. So lechatchila you have to shech both simonim by the oaf, the kona and the veshet, and lechatchila you have to shech kol ha-simon, kol ha-kona, kol ha-veshet by the behemah. So that's by shechitas chulam. What about by kochim? So by shechitas kochim, by oaf, you have chatos oif and oilus oif. So by chatos oif it says, v'lo yavdil. Lo yavdil means you either shech the kona, you do malika be'etzba. You don't do, if you do shechita with a knife, it'll be puzzle. And by chulin, if you do malika be'etzba, it'll be puzzle also. The Mishnah says in the end of the first paragraph, Chulin, Malika has to be Mechuba Davke, Yishech Davke with the fingernail, Mechuba Laguf, and Shechitas Chulin has to be Davke, not Mechuba Laguf. Now Malika's Kochim, you have to start from the back, and you cut the spine first. In Chulin, if you cut the spine first, it'll be a Trefa. So the whole Shechita won't help. So Shechitas Chulin, you have to start from the front or the side. You start from the back, and you cut the spine. Let it be a tray for the shechita. It's not going to say the opposites from each other. So by chatos oif, the din is velo yavdol. You either do malika on the kona or the veshet, but you're not allowed to do both. Even if you're by shechita schun, you have to do both lechatchila deraisa. But by chatos oif, state velo yavdol, you're not allowed to. And then by oilus oif, the Gemara learns that it doesn't say explicitly. It just says v'hikrivo in Parshas Vayikra, it says Oila Saif is different from Chata Saif. So the Gemara, the Torah Shema Alpeh, comes to the understanding that it means by Oila Saif you have to dafke do Yabdal, you have to shech dafke, you have to do Malika dafke with the Kona and with the Beishim. The Gemara talks about the Dalet Avodas Hadam or the Yikuva. What are the Dalet Avodas Hadam by Karbonah? So the Dalet Avodas Hashchita Kabbalah Hailocha Zrika. Yeah, how do you do Zrika? So by Chatos, everything is different. Chatos by Behema is Lamaila Mechutasik. When you do Dafke Dalet Matan Etzba, you do Matan Etzba, and you have to do all Dalet Karnas Amizbeach. Somewhere Lamaila Mechutasik around all the four corners. By the other Karbonas, there's no such thing. All the other components are lamata michuta sikra, and there's no such thing as dalad matonis. You have shtaim shehin arba, by oila, by shlomo, you have shtaim shehin arba, and then by all the other components, you have matanachas, you have one zrika. Is there such a thing as a carbon that has three zrikas? You have three zrikas. Would make sense, because there was no yisod on one of the corners of the mizbeach. When you walk into the Beis Hamikdash, she's facing west, and Sofen is to the north, is to the right. The right hand side of the Azor is more Mekudosh than the left hand side. That's why Kachi Kach Mishchitosam at Sofen Mekiblam Ochloshar is but Sofen, because the right hand side has more Kedusha than the left hand side. So when you're standing in the Azor facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so this is west and this is north. So this corner over here didn't have a Yisoid. So Zrikas Hadam Lamailam, whether Lamailu or Lamata, is supposed to be the Dam should roll down to the Yisoid. Here there is no Yisoid. This part was missing. From the 32 by 32, so it was missing over here. There was only one Amma, and the other 31 Ammas here, 31 Ammas here was missing Yisoid. So there's only Yisoid on these two sides, on the west and on the north, and then one Amma here and one Amma here, and all the rest was missing. So it would make sense that maybe it could be, one can imagine, it could be a carbon that'll have three zrikas. The dam will roll down to the side, and this corner won't have any dams. So in Zel Mekayman, it doesn't say. It doesn't exist. But in Yuma, the Gemara has had this, that there's one Tana Hall, that the Tomid, carbon Tomid every day, had three zrikas. It's a collector's item, but we don't paskin like that, la'alochet. No such thing as a carbon that had three zrikas. Either you have four, by Chatas you have Dalet the Karnas HaMizbeach, L'mayle Mechut HaSikra. Everything else either has Shtaim Shehin Arba. Shtaim Shehin Arba on these two corners, whether it's going to roll down to the Isa, you don't do Shtaim Shehin Arba. You throw the Dam in this corner, so it splashes on this side and on that side. So that's called Soviv. And you splash the Dam over here on this corner, you throw the Dam, so it splashes on both sides. So it's as if you had Zrika, Soviv LaMizbeach, on all the four sides.
Doesn't the Brisker Rav say that the Zeritos Lamala Mikot HaSikra are categorically different from Lamata Mikot
HaSikra? That the Zeritos Lamala are what?
Zeritos on the Karen are different from the ones below the Mikot
HaSikra. Yeah, very different. This has to be Lamala, this has to be Lamata, yeah. Brisker Rav just says, for these purposes of Zeritos Adam, we call anything above the Mikot HaSikra is called the Karen. Everything below the Chut HaSikra we call the Yisoid. Basically, we know what the Yisoid is. The Amma, the 32 by 32, one Amma tall with all that cement, that's the Yisoid. And the Karnas HaMizbech are the four things on the top. But for purposes of Zrika Sadam, we say anything above the Chut HaSikra is carrying everything below is the Yisoid. Yeah.
So for Chut HaSikra, actually have to put it on the four corners, you just put it on the top of the Chut HaSikra?
Yeah, anywhere the Ma'alim Chut HaSikra is good. It's called the Yisoid, yeah.
If you did one of the five or four for Chatas and you
only did
like three, is it over
Baltigra? That's the example of Baltigra. Mm-hmm. It's the original Tigra the Mishnah has. Mm-hmm. Baltigra is described in the Mishnah. If you did less than four Zrikas on the Mizbeach, or you're supposed to do one Zrika, and you did four. So that's Baltosif. So the Rashbon, Rosh Hashanah, sounds like he says that the only time there would be Baltigra is if you did the mitzvah shalom b'shalim musa b'di'evad yoytze. That's machlokes b'shamei b'silov. How many of the zrikas are ma'akev in achatas? So we paskin only one zrika is ma'akev. The other three are just l'chatchila. So the Rashbon Rosh Hashanah writes, you're only in violation of Baltigra if you did the mitzvah b'derayse shalom b'shalim musa. Let's say you wear tefillin, you only have three parshias. So you're not Yotze. So the Rashba holds that's not Baltigra. You have tzitzis. A talis only has in three corners. So there's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah. We paskin it's me'akev. Bishmol holds it's not me'akev. We paskin that it is me'akev. Me'akev, so you're not Yotze anything. So that's not Baltigra. You just mevatel the mitzvah. The only time you violate Baltigra is if you did the mitzvah deraisa, shalob b'shlei musa, b'diyevet, you Yotze. Shalob b'shlei musa, that's Baltigra. Let's say you wear tzitzis. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. We paskin tcheles is not me'akev, it's a salov. So if tcheles is available, a person doesn't put in tcheles. So the Beis HaLevi says, you're Evan Baltigra. Tcheles is not available, so what can you do? He says, he's not doing it on purpose. So then he says, either there's no violation, or it says, Adech Aloy says. But if tcheles is available, and you're going to put on tzitzis with that, Shabbos, it's better not to wear the talis. Don't wear the talis, you won't be chayv in tzitzis. If you wear an Arba conference, you don't put in the tcheles, and it's available, then Beis HaLevi says, you're in violation of Baltigra.
Isn't that only if you hold that there's lechachila by deraisa? The whole institution of
lechachila
is only by
Darabanan. Right, so that's the tesis that we mentioned, the end of Nida.
Isn't this a Rai Brura that there is lechachila on Darabanan?
Absolutely, Rai Brura. The four Zrikas and the Karban Chattas and Bidyevan, it's not me.
That there's no
lechachila? No, I said, no. Tesis says you can't have a lechachila deraisa in a matir. Oh. In a mitzvah, you can have. Mitzvahs, you have a mitzvah b'shalim musa, a mitzvah shalom b'shalim musa. When the person goes to Gan Eden, does he get a better spot or does he get all the way far? In the bleachers. How close is he to the Shekhinah? Sitting next to the Shekhinah, far away.
He's going to be over a Baltigra if he doesn't do the rice on a mitzvah. He's over a Baltigra.
Right, okay.
He's doing an Avera. It's not just that he wasn't a Kabbal, wasn't doing the mitzvah.
Exactly, right.
Baltigra is like a function of like being tense also, like we were talking about before, like a few days ago, like being flippant, like doing it dafka, so like be over, like, you know, like let's say by going against the chacham and losas. So is it, does Baltigra have that aspect, or it doesn't matter, even if you have like good intentions, it doesn't matter?
Even he has good intentions, still violates Baltigra.
It's not just like dafka trying to do something against the...
I don't think so.
We passing that, like that Beit HaLevi, so let's say somebody wears tchela, and then one time you have like, sort of then the wash or something, and he wears regular tzitzit.
If he doesn't have available, he doesn't have any tchelis to put on the beged, so he has no choice. But if he has a choice to wear a different talis, does he have a choice? One is in the wash, so he only has a choice to wear this arba kafis, and he doesn't have any tchelis to put in the beged. Okay, so then there's no baltigra. But if he has tchelis in the house and he can put it in the beged, and he doesn't bother to, then the Beis HaLevi says he's in violation of baltigra. So the Redalad Avodas Adam Dara Dali Kuva, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, the Yom Tzavot and Lahakriv is Korbanim, that all Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. Other Avodas Haktoras Emurim doesn't have to be done by Yom. Nisach Hayayin doesn't have to be done by Yom. He can do it even by Laila. But the Dalad Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. Then there's a Tosefta, a long Tosefta, that's quoted in the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Saita, and a long Rashi, where Rashi explains the Tosefta that parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam by the Korbanos Behema, you have Dalar Avodas by a Mincha. By the Mincha, you have to do Kmitza to separate the Chelk HaNiktar from the Shiori HaMincha, that's Necha by the Zichri Kuhuna. So that's parallel to Shchita. Shchita Schula means I kill the animal. You're not supposed to eat it while it's alive, so it's a way to kill the animal. Shchita Skotchim is not a way to kill the animal. Shchitas kachim, as Rashi says, yimavara chela gavoya. You're separating the dam that comes out b'shah shchita, dam shanashama yotze, but you're separating the dam from the rest of the animal, that this dam I'm going to do the zrika with. So that's parallel to kmitza. When you do the kmitza, yimavara chela gavoya, so that's parallel to shchita, yimavara the dam, which is the chela gavoya. Then, just like in Kabbalah Sadam, you hold the klisharis to receive the dam from the neck of the animal, the kohen holds in his right hand. He has to be a righty, holds in the right hand, the klisharis. So by kmitza, after the kohen does kmitza, you have to take the kohen and put it into another klisharis. The mincha has to be any klisharis to begin with. The mincha has to be any klisharis at the time you do the kmitza. Mincha has to first be any klisharis, that's another din. The din is when amagdish, hareza shlomem, hareza oila, hareza karben pesach. So it gets what we call the kedusha saguf lam izbeach. Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech has no pidyon unless it gets a mum kavua. When I designate menachas and esachim, I designate a bottle of wine to pour on the mizbeach, or I designate a korban mincha So when I make the Kedusha's pet, it only gets a Kedusha Domim Lamizbeach, and it lends itself to Pidyon. Only after there's a Mishnah, the name of the Perek, in the end of Menachah, says, Perek HaMenachas Van Sochen. So the Perek starts as HaMenachas Van Sochen, Mishikid should be Kli. Before I put the Yayin or the Mincha into a Kli Shoreis, it doesn't yet get a Kedusha's Haglufin Lamizbeach. It only has a Kedusha's Domim Lamizbeach, and it lends itself to Pidyon. So you have to first put the Menachas in the Sochen in a Kli Shoreis, then it gets a Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech. So let's say you put it in a Kli Shoreis, then I pour the Mincha into a Kli Chol. Then I'm going to do the Kmitza. So that's no good. At the time of Kmitza, it has to be in a Kli Shoreis. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the same Kli Shoreis in which I was Mekadosh it. Normally it is. I put the Mincha in a Kli Shoreis and I leave it there. Then the Kohen does a Kmitza. But it doesn't necessarily have to be the same Kli Shoreis. So that's, you need a Kli Shoreis to give it a Kedusha Aguf Lamizbech. Then you have to do the kmitza when the whole mincha is in a kli shoreis. Then after you take out the koimetz, then you have to put it into a third kli shoreis. That's parallel to Kabbalah Saddam. Parallel to Kabbalah Saddam by Karbonis Behemah is Kiddush HaKoimetz into another kli shoreis. Then you need Hoylocha, you have to walk to the Mizbech, and then you have to have Zrika Saddam, and you have to have Haktoras HaKoimetz. What's the word Hoylocha Saddam? Hoylocha Saddam means you have to reach the Mizbech, you have to walk by foot. What's the din? Halacha shaloi beregel. What if you do halacha shaloi beregel? So that's an imbaida leiv shita. More at the end of the first parak in Zvachim. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Pesachim. It says in Mishnah in Pesachim, there were millions of Jews came to be oyla regel every year on Pesach, and they brought, they didn't need all the people. Gemara says, every carbon Pesach had at least 10 shutfim. 10, 20 shutfim. Everybody had to get a kezais at the carbon Pesach. There are mahos lachatchili, you need two kezais. And the Mishnah said that the other Rishonim don't necessarily agree. They held one kazai. The Rambam says lachatchila nechal kedelis nechal ala sova. So Tosfos says nechal ala sova. You eat it at the end of the meal. And the Rambam says they ate two kazais, one at the beginning of the meal, and one at the end of the meal. And nechal kedelis ba mimenu kedei sviya means eat a kebetza. Two kazais is a kebetza. The Rambam has a different sheet. So they didn't need all the millions of people in the Azara, but there were thousands of people in the Azara at one time. So the place was full of Kohanim. And those that they were in circles around the Mizbech, and the Mizbech is in the middle. So someone would shech the korban, shchitik sheir b'zah, someone would shech the korban. A kohen would do shchitik sheir b'zah, the kohen would do kabbalah saddam. Then he would pass the kli shoris with his right hand to the next kohen, who was accepted in his right hand, he passed it. They would pass it from one to the other. The klisharis till they reached the Mizbech, then they would zorek the dam. And every time they had a klisharis that they had already been zorek the dam, so they would take it in their left hand and pass it to the kohen after them. So the kohen would hand the full klisharis in the right hand to the next kohen in the right hand. He would receive with his left hand the empty klisharis on the Mizbech, then they would rinse it out, and they would use the klisharis to make again kabbalah saddam. So the Mishnah sounds like they were standing shuras. Then they would pass the dam from one to the other. Sounds like nobody walked. It sounds like halacha shla beregel is good. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the night porter. Maybe the halacha requires he has to move a little bit. So this is a by the light sheet in the Gemara. So the Rambam writes that it's a sfeika de dina. The Rambam, when he quotes this din of halacha shla beregel, he writes a funny lashon. If the Kohen Gadol, did zrikas adam from a distance and he didn't do halacha beregel, why only Kohen Gadol? What's wrong? The same shaila and a Kohen Hedya. So some don't have the girsa kohen gadol, and others say kohen gadol means a tall kohen. A tall kohen. So he's standing 5 amos away from his bech, he leans over, and he throws the dam like this. It doesn't mean kohen gadol, but we talk about it. I mean kohen gavah, a tall kohen.
What if you did halacha bismol?
Halacha bismol is no good. There's a discussion in the Mishnah. Can you go back to where you began? The first paragraph in Zvachmah, he say, no, since you did halacha bismol, the whole thing is messed up. I think that's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah.
The question is, every coin has to move, or
you need a little bit halacha beregel. You don't need every coin. No, you
a
need
bit, so
if your halacha shalav beregel is no good, so someone has to be nayid purta.
The coin gadol is the last one who's on the line.
And
as long as he moves,
by Korban Pesach, you don't need a coin gadol at all. So that's a pelis. So others don't have the gears of kohen gadol. And others say, Rav Soloveitch mentioned, others say that the word kohen gadol means a tall kohen gavoa.
Sure, you need 4 amos? Because that's like how we
do. You don't need 4 amos, no.
Because
no.
When they are at the Shabbos, if you don't go 4 amos, it's like you didn't walk anywhere.
No, that's Peshus Aram. Here it's Peshus Ayochid anyway. No, you don't need 4 amos. By chatas and oshim, which are kochi kochim, the Gemara has an expression: kohanim oichlim ubailim miskaprim. We burn on the mizbech the imurim, but the rest of the basar is nechal tizichri kohuna in the azara. And the loshan Gemara is kohanim oichlim ubailim miskaprim. Just like when you do the haktoris imurim on the mizbech, that's part of the kapara. So too, when the kohanim eat the basar chatas oshim kohanim oichlim ubailim miskaprim. What happens if the Besar HaChatas V'Hashem is Nitma or Ovad? It's lost. And the Gemara says you yotze the korban without it, even if you didn't do a Haktor. But if it's not Nitma and it's not Ovad, what if it's in front of us? It's not Nitma and it's not Ovad, and they just didn't bother to do the Achilo. So the Rashba in Yevomis and Daf Peites quotes a Girsus HaGainim that's Ma'akeh B'Diyevet. Haktor said burim is not miyake b'diyevet. Only dalar avodas adam miyake b'diyevet. We usually assume. So the Rashba has one girsa in the Gemara. The pashtus is nobody holds like this. But he quotes such a girsa from the goyim. Koyim mechalim abaylam eskapim. If the besar hachatas is there and they didn't need it for some reason or another, it wasn't nitman, wasn't novad, then you're not yotze even b'diyevet. But we don't hold like that. We assume if the basar is there and they eat it, that's a chelik of the it's like haktorah. There's the pasuk talks about melicha. The din is that whenever you bring a carbon on the mizbech, you have to salt it. And the salting of the carbon has nothing to do with removing of the dam. The original, the mocker of the salting is by carbon mincha, where there is no dam. By solus, but there is no dam. In fact, the Rambam paskens, the Mishnah says in Menachos, loy malach is kosher. If you didn't salt the carbon mincha, you yotze b'diyevet. But then the Gemara on that Mishnah, on the Afchof in Menachos, the Gemara quotes, that's a machlokes hatanaim, and the Rambam passed loy malach is possible, but the carbon mincha is possible by shar carbonis. The Rambam says loy malach yoytze the carbon. It's not miyake b'diyevet. There's a stira in the sefer mitzvahs, which the Mefarshim point out. The Rambam wrote a sefer mitzvahs, and the first half he gives you the 14 klolim, the 14 principles, the guiding principles to determine what belongs in the minyan mitzvahs, what not. There are millions of mitzvahs. How do you shrink them into 613? So the Rambam writes, one of the rules is you don't count every prat mi prate ha-mitzvah. Let's say you bring the Rambam writes, l'hakav korban oyle kimishpat. You have to do shchita kabbalah ha-loch, hazrika, ha-ktoris, ha-murim, hefshidni, tuach, so many different things. The Rambam says it's one mitzvah to do ha-krovas oyle kimishpat. So then the Rambam throws in also, I'm not going to count the mitzvah to do malicha, because malicha is a chelik, it's a prat mi prate ha-mitzvah. When you bring a korban, you have to be malech. Good. Then you look in the minyan mitzvahs. He gives you the first half. He gives you the 14 klolim, the sharoshim. Then the second half. He gives you the 248 mitzvahs and the 365 mitzvahs lessessing. So he counts as a separate mitzvah to put salt on the korbanos. He just said in the sharoshim that he's not going to count it. So it's astira glui in the Rambam. So Rav Elvel Soloveitchik, his quotings having said that when the Rambam said he's not going to count malicha, it's a chelik. A prat mi prate hamitzvah, that's by korban mincha. Because the Rambam paskens la'alocha and isuri mizbech that loy malach by mincha is li'ikuva. It's mochomer than by emurim that you makter on the mizbech. When the Rambam says it's a separate mitzvah, and the minyan mitzvah counts it as a separate mitzvah, that's by shar karbonis, outside of mincha. By mincha, he says, I'm not going to count it because it's a chelik from the prate hamitzvah. And just like the kemitza is ma'akev, just like the kiddush kli is ma'akev, and the halacha is ma'akev, all the dalar avodas are ma'akev. So the malicha is also ma'akev. It's one of the pratim and the prate hamitzvah. But by shar karbonis, he counts it as a general mitzvah. You should do malicha by all karbonis. The original din on malicha says by mincha, I'll call minchoscha takrid melech, that's in today's sedra. The next week's sedra says, I'll call karboncha takrid melech. So it's talking about karbonis on the mizbeach achitzon. What about karbonis on the mizbeach apnimi? What karbonis do you have on the mizbeach apnimi? The mizbeach azov, mizbeach aktoris. So every day they were makta aktoris. So that's not exactly the same. There's a klala mamotzina. Whenever something is sufficiently similar to what it says in Chumash, if you say it's all the same kayitzebem. Abavus and Zikin says in Chumash, and whatever is sufficiently similar is told the same kayitzbem. That's the klal of mamatzin. So what about ktoris, which is korban the mizbeach apnimi? It's not korban the mizbeach achitz. So that's a machlekes hatanoim and menachis and dapchof and that sugya bat malicha. Whether Torah has a requirement of malicha or not, because it's on the mizbeach apnimi. The Migdash David raises a suffix, even if one should assume that Ktoris needs Malicha, because Mizbeach HaPanim is not that different from Mizbeach HaChitzon. So he raises the shaila, what about the Ktoris of Yom Kippur, which is Lefnai V'Lefnim on the floor? He put it in Malah Mach the Gachli Eish, and then he put it on the floor in the Kodesh Kodosh, and then he throws the whole Komets, the whole Melochof, no Ktoris HaMedaka, he throws it into the Machta that's burning it on the floor. It's not even on Mizbeach HaPanim. So maybe that's too dissimilar from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So maybe that does need Malicha. In the Mishnais, it points out, the Megiddo points out, Mishnais and Yuma never says a word about the Kohen Gadol doing Malicha.
Could it be totally on whether the enveloped Steinness was part of the Yud Abos and Manim?
The Brisa says, Malach Zdoimus Reva Hakov. So that's a Shaila. The Minchas Chinuch, the Shitim, and the Megiddo Dovi quotes is the Shitim Kubetzis also. And Menachos writes like this, they say that even if the din would require that you need malicha by Ktores, even though it's not a Mizbech HaChitzon, it's a Mizbech HaPnimi, but one would be Yotze with the Melech Zemes Rei Vakov. Since he put in Melech Zemes, he would be Yotze the malicha. So he has a whole discussion, is that correct? Normally the din is you have to do, who does the Pitma Ktores Ketza? Who does it? It's not necessarily done by Kohanim. The Malicha is an Avodah, it's supposed to be done by a Kohen. So the one who made the Ktoris and put it in Melech Zemes Rei Vakov, how can you say that you Yotze, if you hold you need Malicha on the Ktoris, you should really have to be Moilechit right as you're about to put it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Why is it sufficient? Why can you rely on the Pitma Ktoris that you mixed in the Melech? So that's a question. But he quotes the Minchas Chinuch, and he quotes the Shittim Kubetzis, and Menachos, they both say that Einfall, that even if one were to assume that Ktoris requires Malicha, you can be Yotze B'Dieved with the Melech Zemes Rei Vakov that they mixed in before, even though it's not placed into the Ktoris immediately before HaKtor Al Gabi HaMizbeach. So here there are all in the Berak Abayis, this is Sefer Torah Abayis, written by the Rashba. Those who learn Yerideya have to learn, you have to learn Gemara Chulin, and then you have to learn the Rashba and Torah Abayis. Everything in Yerideya, Chelek Aleph, is based on the Rashba and Torah Sabbath. Different parts of Shulchan Aruch are based on different Rishonim. Much of Shulchan Aruch is straight based on the Rambam, paragraph by paragraph. Hilchas Avel is all based on the Ramban and the Torah Sa'odom. Chunks of Chosh Mishpah are based on Sefer HaTrumas. Different sections of Shulchan Aruch are based on different stories. So Chelek Aleph Yerideya is all you have to look on the Torah Sabbath. I remember I told over the incident that once a nephew of mine was visiting here in Yeshiva because we made a bar mitzvah by one of my sons. So he came Shabbos morning to the davening. So Rabbi Lifshitz says to him, Shalom Aleichem, where do you learn? He looked like Yeshiva boy. He says he's learning Torah V'das. What are you learning? He's learning Chulin. So he says, are you learning with the Torah Sabbai? So he says, no. So he said, then you're not learning Chulin. He didn't know what he meant. Then a couple of years later, we had another bar mitzvah. And then he came again. He was learning Yerideya that year. Oh, that he understood. You learn with that Torah Sabbais. You're not learning Chulin. Torah Sabbais took over. The Rashba took over. The Rashba quotes a lot from the Ramban. Then you have the Hasogis on the side of the Torah Sabbais. You have the disagreements of the Ra'or, who was also a Talmud of the Ramban. So sometimes he disagrees with the Rashba. What did the Ramban say? And other times he says his own. So there's a comment that the Ra'or makes. I don't remember that this is in a Gemara. The Ra'or makes a comment that not only do you lead Malicha on the komets that you mark there on the Mizbeach, on the Shiori HaMincha, which the Kohanim eat, and the Gemara uses the Lashon Kohanim Echelim, Abayla Miskaprim, I consider the Achilas HaKohanim, they have to eat it in the Azor, and it's only Zichri Kohuna. Why is only Zichri Kohuna? Because Avodas HaKarbonis can only be done by Zichri Kohuna. The Kavis, the Bas Kohen, cannot do Avodas HaKarbonis. So Achilas, Shiori HaMenoches, is considered like HaKtoris, so just like you need Malicha on the Komet, so too you need Malicha on the Shiori HaMincha. I don't remember that that's a Gemara. I seem to remember that when we learned the Torah Sabbais, there was a Chiddush of the Ra'or, that you should treat the Chelek HaNechal as if it's Nikter Al Gabi HaMizbeach. Yedushad is when they ate a Dafke in the Azorah. We have a Klal, Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azorah, Ela Lemalchit Beis David Bovad. So they ate the Shiori HaManochas, and they ate the Besar Chatas V'Yoshem, in a standing position. The Gemara says the Kohanim are supposed to eat. It's supposed to eat in a kavadika fashion. So that's how you eat. You come to a royal banquet, so everybody stands. You eat behaseba. You eat kederach malachim. You eat behaseba. How can you eat in a standing? Standing is like you eat a hot dog in a hot dog stand. That's the mashkel gedula kederach malachim ochlim. So that's a problem. So the Mishnah Melech always discusses a lot of problems. Mishnah Melech has a whole discussion about this. He quotes Shita Mukubetzis. He quotes the Rishon Mishnah and say, that's an exception to the rule. We permit the Kohanim to sit in the Azara in order that they should eat it. L'mashkel gedula k'derach malachim. Quotes other Rishonim say, not so. I don't think it's an irregular Tosis. He quotes it from Shita Mukubetzis, different opinions. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his Sefer Asim Daraisa, he talks about this topic also. So he points out, b'feirush mishnayos, that there are Lishkas Abnayas Bachol Psuchas Lakidash. Right, that if you have the Azora was so big, and then there were rooms that were built in the Harabayas, but they had an opening to the Azora. So the Mishnah says that you're permitted to eat beside Kokash Shikachim over there. And Tyson says the prohibition in Yeshiva Bazal Malchus Bel Deli Levad doesn't apply to those Lishkas. The Rabbi Yosef Engel says he has a solution. Let them meet the Psarachatas, the Hashem, and the Shiori Menachas, and the Lishkas of Neus Bachal Psilchas Lakodesh, Yoitze the Achila there, and there's no prohibition to sit. You can eat in a Bekava Digga fashion.
It's like, for example, in the Zirim, all the people were in Nazir, they had also Lishka where they cooked all the stuff. So, like, Mustama, they were, they had places where they would eat, obviously.
Right.
They probably had, like, tables or something to sit down.
That's the Shaila. That's what the Bali Atesis raised an issue. They're going to eat it by Midas. Rabbi Yosef Engel says this solution. Let them, because you're not allowed to sit in the Azorah, but Kotchim Kotchim have to be eaten in the Azorah. Kotchim Kalim can be eaten. Shalmei Nozir can be eaten in Chutz Lazor. Can be eaten in Yerushalayim. So that's not a problem. But the Kotchim Kotchim have to be eaten Dafke in the Azorah.
Didn't the Rashba write the Mishmeres Habayis to answer the kashas of the Rav?
Yes, yes.
Also,
I don't know, does he have a comment on this? No, I don't remember. I don't know.
Any
Shiva Bazara, that's a stira in Rashi's between two Mesichtas, whether that's an Issa, the Rais and Issa, the Rabban. Because how can it say, Chutz mi Malchei Beis David? What Malchei Beis David is, if it's a Deraisa, where does it say? So Rashi writes, Halach al-Moshe Messina. So that's a lotion of halacha l'moshe misina. Any yishiv bazal malchim bezdovet mulvan. Sounds like it's a din de rabbanon. So Rabbi Elbala Soloveitchik says, according to the one Rashi, on the side of each Rashi they refer you, they give you a cross reference to the other Rashi. The one Rashi says only the rabbanon, and Rashi says that it's halacha l'moshe misina. So Rabbi Elbala Soloveitchik writes in a sefer Achumish, malchis bezdovet has a special status of malchus hanefcheres. It wasn't halacha l'moshe misinai, ein yeshiva bazar el malchei beis David. Maybe if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, ein yeshiva bazar el l'malchus hanefcheres. And that was to be determined later, which will be the malchus hanefcheres. So that was later, that was established as malchus beis David. So they changed the loshim when they said it over. They said, ein yeshiva bazar el l'malchei beis David. But that loshim wasn't part of the halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha was, el l'malchus hanefcheres. Special din, you're allowed to use, you have to use, shemen ha-mishcha, shemen mishcha's kodesh, only when you do the Shicha on the Malchei Beis David. On the other kings, they weren't allowed to use Shemin Mishchas Kodesh. It would be a violation of Me'ilah Be'Hekdesh. Because it was Kodesh. They used Shemin Afarsimon. They used parsimony oil. Remember I mentioned that, in the first page of the New York Times, around 15, 20 years ago. So they wrote up a whole news item. They always had mistakes in the New York Times. On the first page, every page, they always had mistakes. Whenever anything happens and you were there, you see the way they write it up, you see that it's always wrong. I remember when they made the dedication of the Beis HaMedrash and Broyers, so they wrote it up in the New York Times, so they wrote about these people that they're Orthodox, but they shave, but they use a ram's horn when they shave. Because they're not allowed to use, the people in Broyers are clean shaven, but they're not allowed to shave with their razor. So they asked them, what did they use? And they said, they use a shaver. So the guy thought he said a shaver. So they wrote up, they use a ram song, and they use a ram song. That's clearly a mistake. When they write up something that happened in Eretz Yisrael, You call your relatives and I say, it never happened. They tell you what happened. It's totally different. So here they wrote up on the first page of the New York Times, they found parsimony oil. Parsimony is a bush and it has berries and they make oil, shemen of arsimon. This was they found it from 2,000 years ago in the days of Yashke. And this was the parsimony oil was the oil that they used to anoint the Davidic kings. It's punk faker. Shemen of arsimon was the imitation that they used for the shamalach. The malchut is that they used real shemen mishchas kodesh. Punk faker. In the Mishkan? I don't know. I don't know. Moshe Rabbeinu was not a kohen, so he couldn't eat the shiari menachas. Shalos by Aaron Avonov in the Mishkan, there were no lishkas habnei spachol psuchas lakodesh. So what did they do in the Mishkan? So that's the 2 days. Mishlamel quotes two opinions from the Shitim Kubetzes, from the Balei Atosa. Do you say for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of eating the kochi kochim, they have to sit because you have to eat it lamashchel l'gudul l'kedarch sham lochem ochem? What do you say? No. They had to eat it in a standing position.
There were no lishkas.
So Rabbi Yosef Engel's solution wouldn't help there.
That wouldn't help.
So you're going to have the machlokes of Rishonim. How were they supposed to eat the kochi kochi? By yeshiva or by midah? If you hold it's a din deraisa. According to the one Rashi, it was a din derabbanan. So Mustama didn't exist in the days of the mid. Mustama, they invented it later.
We have the story with Yerubam.
Right.
Right.
So one of the Rashi, that's in Perek Chelik, the end of Sanhedrin. So one of the Rashi's is there on Chelik, and then on the side of the Rashi, it gives you the cross reference. One Rashi writes that it's a din derabbanan. The other Rashi writes no, that it was Aloch LaMoshe Misina. The Torah prohibits us from eating chelav adam bizman hazeh because the chelav adam was supposed to be used on the Mizbeach. The dam, you're not allowed to eat chelav, you're not allowed to eat dam, behema, chayav, yof. Chickens and turkeys, you can't be makar on the Mizbeach. Chayav, you can't be makar on the Mizbeach either. Behemas, you can be makar. Only behemas that are koch, behemas chulin, you can't be makar. But nonetheless, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat any dam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu reserved the dam, anin esatav lachem on the Mizbeach lachaper. Dam is reserved. That's why the Gemara has a machloikas in Menachos. What's the din of dam shebishloi? Dam shebishloi, if you do this rikas adam, you're not yotzei the karbon. It has to be raw dam. So what by us? Let's say I have dam, and I'll cook the meat without salting it. I won't remove the blood. So while I be over on an isa deraisa and isa rabbon. So that's a deal in the Gemara, and it's a machloikas haposkim had a paskim. The Ramah paskins for Ashkenazim, the dam shebishloi is only the rabbon. Since it's no good for Zvika alam is beach, so there's no isa derais. The mechaber is a diun by the Sfaradish Achrayim, but the mechaber meant to say dam shebishloi is derais or derabon. But for Ashkenazim, the psak is clear that dam shebishloi is only the rabon. That's the posh of shat in the Gemara, that the diun in the Gemara where the dam shebishloi is derais or derabon, because dam shebishloi would not be acceptable for zvika sadam alam is beach. And the whole prohibition of dam is anina satav lachem lchaper alam is beach. What we learned here, over there, in memory of Rav Soloveitchik said, and they have it printed in the name of Rav Chaim also. They printed Rav Chaim's diary. At least he kept the diary, and he used to write Chidush HaTorah. Instead of writing what happened in the world, what's going on, current events, he wrote the Chidush HaTorah. So they printed part of that diary. So Rav Soloveitchik said over, and part of it appears in this sefer. Let's say you have dam yevarim shelo pirish. I have a piece of raw flesh, and I didn't salt it. So Tosfos proves from the Gemara, several Gemaras, admitted to eat the meat the way it is. What's with the isa dam? Don't you have to salt the flesh in order to remove the dam? So Tosfos, no, dam yevarim shelo pirish is mutter. Only if I take a piece of meat and I squeeze a raw piece of meat and I squeeze out the blood, so then it has an isa dam. Because man shelo pirish, dam shal on the surface, that's pirish already. So I have to rinse off the surface. Maybe I'm going to bite into the piece of meat. So then my teeth are going to squeeze out part of the dam, and maybe I'll have to rinse it again. Each time I want to bite in, maybe I would rinse it again to get off the dam that's bien on the surface. But if I'll cut up the piece of meat in different pieces and I rinse off all the pieces, I can put them in my mouth and chew everything and eat all the dam. How come? Dam evarim shelo pirish is mutter. So the pashtus is we assume that dam is a chelik of the boss. Let's say, so it's not dina kedam, it's chelik of the boss. Let's say I salt the meat, I rinsed it again. You removed all of the dam, every drop of dam. It's full of dam. Let's say you have a piece of meat so big, you put salt on all four sides, and then you let it sit for an hour. You wash it off. The middle was absolutely not affected at all. Once you salt the piece of meat, even if it's a gigantic piece of meat, the din is that whatever dam is left behind after having salted it, that's dina kibosan. So the Rav Soloveitchik thought, and that's what they quote b'shem Rav Chaim, that dam shebishle is mutter. So the pashim shatting more dam shebishle is mutter manater kasnat royal is rikal gaviam is beach. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's a chelik of the basar. Dam evarim shelo pirish is dina kibosan, and the dam that's left even after malicha is dina kibosan. So dam shebishle is also dina kibosan. That's why it's mutter. Dina kibos. Doesn't seem to correspond with what it says in the Gemara. The tshuva by my father had the tshuvas harim, shalosh tshuvas from the chidush harim, chidushim on the Gemara. Then he has shalosh tshuvas. And one tshuva he writes also has an original svar that dam shebishla is mutter manater because it's nishtane. Isa she nishtane. So it's different. Also, it doesn't seem to correspond to what it says in the Gemara. Chelev also, chelev adam are the same. Chelev is also lano to eat because it's reserved for the mizbeach. So you have alyo. The Chumash says that sometimes you have to be makriv dimen anzon karbona, then you have to be makriv the alyo also. So that's only for haktora agave hemizbeach purposes. Let's say if I shech the behemas chulen, a shechta tzon in America, so then the din is you're allowed to eat the alya. Just because they were makter at agam emizbech doesn't mean that it has an isa chela vayas. When you bring a tzon, so then it's a nikter. Shadis, is it possible to have the reverse? Is there such a thing as chela that we're not allowed to eat that was never korev al emizbech? Not all the chela that was korev al emizbech is also for us to eat. What about the reverse? So that's a major machlokes, two opinions in Tosfos and Perek Elu Treifus. The Gemara there has a discussion. How do you identify which chelev in the animal is asur, which parts of the animal do you declare ashuman? Not all the fat. People eat fat from the animals. We call the fat that's mutter shuman and call the fat that's asur chelev. How do you determine which fat is chelev and which fat is shuman? So the Gemara has biological description. It has to have three prerequisites, has to be three conditions, has to be Tosaf Krum and Iklaf, has to have a membrane around it. So Tosaf has a major machloikas balea Tosaf, and they were minhagim in Europe. In certain communities on this side of the Rhine River, on the other side of the Rhine River, in Germany and other areas, some places they held that it's an Isa Koris, an Isa Deraisa, and other places they held that it's Hatagomer. So the Dion was, based on the description, the Gemara gives biological description of which chelev is asa. This should be really asa. But this chelev was never korev on the mizbeach. So the reverse you have alya was korev on the mizbeach, but it's not asa for us. Can you have chelev that's asa to us that was never korev on the mizbeach? So that's 2 days in Tosfos. The Gemara in Chulin, in one place, mentions the pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Anavi talks about bringing karbonis to the Beis HaMikdosh. So you bring yayin for nesachim. You have to bring, sometimes you bring yayin and nesachim. So the yayin has to be mimashki Yisrael. People use that as an expression. Schnapps is usually in Yiddish, you call it mashke. If it's Israeli schnapps, manufactured in Israel, called mashke Yisrael. Mashke Yisrael is an expression in the Novi Yecheskel. When you bring karbonis, the yayin has to be mashke. What do you mean mashke Yisrael? So the Gemara says in several places, mashke hamutali Yisrael. If you're not allowed to, let's say you have tevel. Let's say you have tevel. So you're not allowed to use nisach. Tevel is mutabanoa, but you're not allowed to use tevel to pour it on the mizbeach, even though there's no Jewish person drinking the wine. Because it's mashke yisrael menamutel Yisrael. If it's tevel and it's also manatora for us to drink it, you're not allowed to be makriv it on the mizbeach. So the Gemara asked the question, what about chelev adam? Chelev adam, you always makriv on the mizbeach. What happened to the din? You need mashke yisrael menamutel Yisrael. The din of mashke yisrael is not restricted only to the yayin. It applies to the behemoth also. The Gemara in the beginning of Menachos Daf Hey has, why do you need three psukim to exclude treifa? You can't be makor v'korban if it's a treifa. The Gemara says the basic pasuk is mimashki yisrael menamut al yisrael. A treifa we're not allowed to eat. So the Gemara explains why you need all the psukim. It became a treifa before you were magdashin. After you were magdashin, you have three different psukim. So the din of mashki yisrael applies not only to the yayin, it applies to the menachos, and it applies to the zvachim also. So how can you be makter chela v'dam? So the Gemara has a lashon. No, that's an exception to the rule. So pasha pshat, you say that's a beferish in pasuk. It's a yaitz man akam. It's vasa bekach. The Ksav Sefer, the son of the Ksav Sefer, has a separate Sefer, Chidush Manchulin. So he interprets, no, Mashki Yisrael is if it's treif, so how can you be Makir Ram in his Mizbech? Here, Chela B'dam is also because it's designated for the Mizbech. We're not allowed to eat because it's reserved for the Mizbech. So now you're going to turn around and say, oh, we're not allowed to eat it, how can you Makir it? No, the only reason why we're not allowed to eat it is because it's reserved for the Mizbech. So the Ksav Sefer interprets that that's what the Gemara said. If you say it like that, then you have to adopt. That's one position in Tosfos. One of the two opinions in the big Tosfos, big fat Tosfos in Hilchos Dreyfus, is that such a thing as chalev that's also for us, that was never carved on the Mizbech. Pashtus says that it doesn't exist, but that was a big machlokes HaRishonim. Towards the end of the sedge where you have a chatas oyle v'yoreid. What is a chatas oyle v'yoreid? I mention every so often, I had a professor here in the college. He's already in the Oil of Mimus. Now he knows the truth. He didn't understand what he didn't know what Oil of the Yard meant. He thought all the rabbis went up and down the steps. There were 15 steps in the Azara that separated between the Ezes Nashim and the Azara. So he thought it has something to do. Chatas Olavi has nothing to do with the 15 steps. This professor told us when he learns Mishnayis, he goes like this to cover over the Bag Tanur and the Taisis Yantav. He doesn't want to be confused with what they have to say. He just wants to read the Mishnais. He never understood the Mishnais. He would have looked in the Bag Tanur and the Taisis Yantav. He would have known what's going on. He always misunderstood things. Yeah, very consistent. So what does it mean, Chatas Olaviyar? Chatas Olaviyar means the price sometimes goes up, the price goes down, depending on how much you can afford. So in the end of the Parsha you have, there are three specific Averis for which you have to bring a Chatas. But if you can afford it, you bring Chatas Behem. If you can't afford it, that's Bashiras. If you can't afford it, you bring Bedalos, Chatas Soif and Oilasoif. Chatas Behem can cost you $1,000. Chatas Soif and Oilasoif will cost you $100, much less. And if you can't afford that, you bring Bedale Dalos. It's both Bashiras, Bedalos, or Bedale Dalos. If you can't even afford to bring, they say, then you bring Shtei Terim, Shtei B'nei Yoyna. Then if you can't even afford that, then you bring that you bring a minchas chayte. So these are the three specific averes. One is tumas migdash b'kadosh. If a person entered the Beis HaMikdash b'shoigeg in a state of tumah, he ate kochim in a state of tumah. Another one is shvuas bitoy. He took a shvua not to eat bananas, and he forgot, and he goes and eats bananas b'shoigeg. So that's an avera chamura. He has to bring chatas al v'yoreid nefesh kishav alavati b'sfasai. Then the third din is shvuas ha'edus. Someone has a dinner. He's only going to win if we come and testify on his behalf. So if he has 100 witnesses, we don't want to get involved. He has another 98 witnesses. So when he comes to the Bezin, he says, Bov Heiduna, come and testify on my behalf that he owes me the money. We swear in front of Bezin, we don't know anything about that case. Then we admit later on that we swore false and we just didn't want to get involved in the Sikhsuf. So then you don't have to bring a Chatas Olav Yared because I wasn't mopsing him the money. He has another 98 witnesses. But if we're the only two witnesses, so by our swearing falsely, he's going to lose the case. Then the Torah says, it's an avera to swear falsely. It's a, if you don't testify, it's an avera. But the only time you chayv to bring the chatas al aviyar it is, if you will mafsid his money, you will mafsid him the Torah because of our refusal to testify, then you have to bring this chatas al aviyar. Then the Mishnais have increases. We have another two chatas al aviyar, not in Parshas Vayikra, it's later. And then is when a Mitzora becomes Tohar, he has to bring special, a whole series of Karbonis. So if he can afford it, he brings Bashiras. If he can't afford it, he brings Bedalas. There is no Dali Dalas. There's only Ashiras and Dalas. And the same thing, Yoledas. Every time, my wife had 9 babies, so when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, she has to bring 9 sets of Karbonis. If you have triplets, you only bring one set of Karbonis. If it's a multiple birth, you only bring one set of Karbonis for each birth. So you have to bring these karbonis. So the Torah says, if she can afford it, she brings the more expensive. You bring bashiras, and if you can't afford it, then you bring bedalas. There is no dali dalas. And here, by these three specific averas, there's ashiras, dalas, and dali dalas. Yeah, if the Oshi brings a karbon anias, he's not yoytze b'dieved. If the Oni brings a karbon Oshi, that's a discussion in the Gemara, in the Sefer HaChinuch, that's a whole discussion. What if the Oni can't afford it? He should really be yotzeh with a korban dalos, and he goes and he spends money, he brings a korban bashiras. So that's a discussion in Mishnayos and the Sefer Chinuch, what the din is b'di'evad. That's an issue.
Why would that be an issue? What does it matter? Yesh b'chlal behemah, garbage, flour.
Okay. So that's one Tana. Another Tana disagrees.
How does one determine how much he can afford?
How much does he have in the bank? He's mechuyev to spend his last penny. Yeah. He's mechuyev to spend all the money that he has. He's not mechuyev to borrow from any, not mechuyev to rob a bank, but he's mechuyev to spend all the money that he has. The Gemara never explains. That's a very important question. How do you determine whether he can afford it? But the guy needs his retirement savings. He needs his pension. He doesn't want to take from that. So the Pashto says he's called an Oshir. That's called an Oshir. If he has money in the bank, he has to buy a home. He has to buy a home. No. So he won't buy a home. The Gemara never discusses how do you determine whether it's an Oshir or a none. But the Pashto says he has to give every last penny.
Does he have to sell his home?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a very good question. What's the din of Baal Chayv? Let's say a person owes money to Ben Adam Lachaveiro. Does he have to sell his home? So the rules are probably the same. The Gemara makes comparisons between collecting from a Reuben collecting from Shimon and Gavoya collecting from Shimon. Yeah, okay. Misadrin. Machlek is whether Misadrin. Hegdish for sure Misadrin. At the Baal Chayv, there's a Machlek is a Rishonim. There have been time the other Rishonim where they say Misadrin the Baal Chayv on that. In the very beginning of the parsha, it says, when you bring an Oila, it has to be Dafka a Zohar. When you bring a Chatas, it has to be Dafka and a Kevah. When you bring Shlomim, it says Zohar and a Kevah. It can be either a Zohar or a Kevah. Most of the time, Chatas has to be in a Kevah. Once in a while, you have Par Koin Moshiach, Par Halon Bav Shal Tzibur, Sawyer Nasi, there has to be Dafka a Zohar. But a normal Chatas Chelev, a normal person brings a Chatas, has to be Dafka and a Kevah. Yeah. So the Gemara has a comment. Thomas v'zachris v'behemis, it says, imoyla karbona min abokar zocha tomim, has to be dafka zochar. And then has to be tomim b'limum. So the Gemara says, the Gemara learns that from psukim, that Thomas has to be a tmima, not a balmum, and this has to be zocha, and that has to be kevo. This is only by behemis. By oifus, there's no difference. Gemara didn't mean to say there's no difference between male and female. Tanoim knew that there's a male bird and a female bird. But it means when there's a din, you have to bring sometimes Oila Saif, it doesn't have to be a Zohar when you have a Chata Saif, doesn't have to be in a Keva. They can be both Schar and both Nekeva, so it can be the backwards. You bring the Oila Saif, can be the Nekeva, and the Chata Saif could be a Zohar. The dinim that this has to be Zohar, this Nekeva only applies to Behemoth. And Tamim also only by Behemoth. By Yoifus, there's no din of Balmum. There's just the din of Mechusar Ever. That the Gemara says. If you have an Oif, that's Mechusar Ever, that's Pasa Lahakarova. But and it's not the definition of mum by oifus is different from the definition of mum by behemus. No, it's not that by oifus mechusar eiver is possible because that's called a bamum. The Gemara says ain't pidyon oif. There's no pidyon when a korban behemah gets a mum. You're not allowed to be makriv it, even if it's only a mum oiver. If you makriv it b'diyevid, you're not yotze. If it has a mum kavua, then you can be poide. Mum kavua means it's not going to get better by itself. If you do surgery, it will get better. But Taisus writes in Mechariz, that's called a mum kavur. If you leave it the way it is, it's not going to get better. That's a mum kavur. So the din is you can be poida a behema if it gets a mum kavur. Only two behemas that you're not poida if they get a mum kavur. The yotze l'chol and b'li pidyon, that's b'chora maisa. The pasuk says that there's no need for pidyon. B'chora maisa, when it gets a mum, it's yotze l'chol. You can shecht the chutz lazor b'li pidyon. These are the two karbonas, probably connect. These are the two karbonas. B'chora maisa, there's no need for kedusha speh. Choras Kodesh Meirechem. When it bounces out of the mother's womb, it's Kodesh Meirechem. There's a mitzvah. We paskin like Rebbe. There's a mitzvah lahagdisho. Chol ha-bchara sheyivol b'pkarcha b'sancha ha-zocha tagdish l'Hashem alakecha. Even though it's Kodesh Meirechem, it's a mitzvah that the farmer who has the b'chor should declare harei ze Kodesh b'kedushas b'chor. But that's not me'akev. Even if he doesn't say harei ze Kodesh b'kedushas b'chor, it's going to be Kodesh Meirechem anyway. And Maisa Behem also, he has to count from 1 to 10. Doesn't become Maisa Behem automatically. But the Gemara says that he only has 10 animals in his flock, and he puts them all in a corral. He doesn't go one at a time. And 9 went out, he counts, 1, 2, 3, 8, 9. And the 10th one doesn't budge, the 10th one stays there. He's angry. So the Gemara says, it doesn't matter. It's Rabtza Tachter, Asiri Me'elevukot. Once you've established which one is number 10, there are only 10. Once you know which one is number 10, so it's Kodesh Me'elev. You don't need Kedusha's pet. The Gemara talks about why not allowed to be mafresh ma'aseh behema on Yom Tov? The Gemara says, "Gzer mishum skarta," that they used to, all the behemoths looked the same. So I didn't know which one is the Maisa behema. So he used to make a little, he used to whip it a little bit, and he used to have Nitzra Hadam. So they would know, the one that has the mark on the shoulder, that's the one that singled out Maisa behema. The Gemara says, on Yontif, you're not allowed to do that. Nitzra Hadam is a malacha of Chavolah, like Boel B'sula B'Shab is a malacha of Hoitzuas Hadam. So Taisus says, in Chagiga, in the first man Chagiga, why do you have to come on Gzer mishum skarta? Going to make the red mark. One is a magdishin. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Beitza that says you're not allowed to be magdish karbonis on Shabbos and Yom because of Mekar Chamemka. You're giving it over to Gavoya. So Taisus answers. That's what Taisus basically answers. Asiri me'elof hakodesh. You don't need any kedushas pet at all by Maisa Behema. That's a deal where the Maisa Behema lends itself to she'elo. If a person is mafrish achatas and oil shlomim, then he realizes he can't afford it. He does not. He put. They gave him. They didn't tell him how much money he had. He thought he has millions of money in the bank. Then it turns out he's a minus. He doesn't have any money. And he says, Givald, I made a mistake. If I would have known that I don't have any money in the bank, I would have not donated $5,000 worth of shlomim or oilus. So you can go to the best, make atoris and dorim, and undo the kedushas hakor. So the Afik Eyam has a discussion, is there such a thing as atoris and dorim by Maisa Behema? Asirim Eyelefu Kodesh. What do you mean? You weren't Magdashin. But you had to have a minion. You had to do something. You had to do, but you didn't do the Hakdosha. So he has a discussion. He quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik about that. A deal, he quotes from the Tur Yevin. Is there a din of She'ela? Is there a din of HaToras Nandorim? By Maisa Behemah. So these two are the only ones. By all other Karbonis, but it gets a Mum Kavu, it lends itself to Pidyon, except for Pchor HaMaisa don't need any Pidyon. Maybe because they never had a Kedushas Peh in the first place. So the din is that by oifus, the Gemara says, ain't pidyon loif. Because the only time there's pidyon for a korban is when he gets a mum kuva. By oif, there is no din of mum. So Tosfos says, but if he has a mchusareiver does possible oif. So Tosfos answered, that's a different psul. Mchusareiver, it's not that by oifus, the definition of mum is mchusareiver. No, mchusareiver is an upsul. Rashi says it's based on the pasuk, hakarvei no lefechosecha. Tosfos says it's based on a different pasuk, minha oif. Whatever, it's based on some other pasuk, but it's not that's the definition of mum by yofis. That's the Gemara has that comment. And there is dina based on that. Thomas was zachas bebehemis, and Thomas was zachas beoifis. Chusa eva by behema, also psul. Yeah, also psul. Would there be pidyon or not? Mechusareva means they never had the Eber in the first place. The Kedusha was probably never Chal Kedusha Aguf Lamizbeh. Probably not Chal Kedusha Stomim Lamizbeh.
That happened later, after they
became a Mechusareva later. Yesh B'chal Masayim Oneh, it's going to be a Balmum also. It certainly will have Pinyon. If it happened later, then it's a Balmum. Yeah. There are differences between Chatas and Ashna. They're both Bola Chaper, but there are a lot of differences. One is that a chatas needs matan etzba, chatas has to be lemaile michuta sikra, chatas needs dalad karnas hamizbeach, oshim is not so. Then the opening mishnah in Zvachim has a special din, learned that from Sukkim. Chatas in Pesach are the two karbonas that if you shech the bishina kodesh, shalot shmot passels the whole carbon. You're not allowed to be zorek the dam on the mizbeach. Not only you're not allowed to eat it, it passels the whole carbon, can't be zorek the dam on the mizbeach. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. We pass, and that doesn't carry over to Osham. Even though there's a fishka chatos ko Osham, they carry over a lot of dinim from chatos to Osham, but many of the dinim do not carry over. That's a chatos shemesa by leho, the misa ozlov. So that's only by chatos, doesn't apply. Also a machlekes, doesn't apply to Osham. There are a lot of differences between chatos and Osham. How many Oshamas are there? I always ask the question, how many Oshamas? So the Mishnah says in Ezra Mekoyim, there is six Oshamas. Yeah. What are the six Hashamas? So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs only counts them as four mitzvahs. He says there are six Hashamas, only count them as four. Why? So one Hashem is Hashem Toloi. Hashem Toloi we were discussing recently. Hashem Toloi is if a person knows that he violated an Avera Sheyesh Bekoris Dovash Hasdana Koris, and he violated it B'Shogeg, so Dovash Hasdana Koris and Shigigosa Chatos. Then he has to bring a Korban Chatos. That's how the Parsha says, and today Sedrit says. Nefesh achas techte b'shgogam yamor es masos achu kunsa shev shlo se aseno So then he has to bring a korban chatos. So what avera did he do? What avera did he do? So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mishnah. It's only a dove who has done a koras v'shigigos ha-chatos. Over 100 years ago, there was a malamed in Europe who wrote a sefer, how to teach children Haskolas Gemara, how to teach children Chumash. So he says, when you teach Chumash, you don't have to hack the young children every single Rashi, every single drash of the Torah Shabbal Peh. He just gives Shutta Shalmikra. So he gives us a mashal, when you're teaching Parshas Chatos, you don't have to tell them all the details that it, you only bring a Chatos if it's a Dovah to show it's done in Koritz, we should go as a Chatos. You just teach the way it says in the Chumash. The person did it not there, B'shege. So they sent a copy of a Sefer to Rab Chaim Soloveitchi. So he sent it back a letter. He thinks that that's wrong. That's Mamish Pshuto Shalmikra. Going to just teach him Pasha Pshat, the superficial meaning of the Pasuk, that whenever he did an Aver, a guy cheated in business, B'shege, a guy spoke Lashon Hara, B'shege, he has to bring a Karban Chatos. That's false Pshat. This is Mamish Pshuto Shalmikra. When you're teaching Chumash to young children, also you have to say, what Aver did he do, B'shege? That is bringing a Chatos. Only a Dovish is done a Karis, so that should give us a Chatos. What's a person ate in a restaurant? He thought it was kosher, and then turns out later this is Sufik. Maybe they gave him chelet, maybe they didn't give him chelet. If they gave him nevela or trefa, that's not as done a chorus, so they're not shigigos achatos. But if they ascertain the waiter comes after he finished eating the meal, waiter comes, made a mistake, we gave you chelet, but we gave you dam to drink, we gave you dam. So then he's chayv achatos. But what if they tell him, we're not sure, we may have given you chelet, maybe not. So then that's a din of oshem toli. So the Rambam counts oshem toli is one oshem, that's one mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Then he says, there are three Hashamas that avoid al averis. One is Hasham Gzelos, at the very end of the parsha. You have Hasham Gzelos, then you have Hasham Me'ilos, one who's Nenem and Hegdish B'shogig, Nevesh Kisimamal, L'chata B'kotchi Hashem B'shgoga, right before Hasham Gzelos. Then you have Hasham Shivcha Harufa, later in Chumash Bamidbar. So Hasham Gzelos, Hasham Me'ilos, Hasham Shivcha Harufa, they're different situations, but that the Rambam counts as one chiv. There's a chiv to bring just like you can. The Lamed Vav Krisis, Amuris Bater, there are 36 averis for which you chayv karis. So if you violated one of those averis, b'shege, you bring a chatos, you don't count it as 36 mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to bring a chatos if you violated isa karis. So the Rambam counts one mitzvah to bring an osham if you violated shibcha harufa, asham gzeilis, and asham ilis, even though the conditions are so different. It's not the same. The Rambam thinks that that should be counted as one mitzvah. There's room to dingzach, because by chatas it's one rule. Kol she's done a kar she goes a chata. Here each one is different. But the Rambam thinks it should count as one. Then he counts, so those are two chata, two ashamas. One asham is asham, asham talui. Dovah she's done a kar she goes a chatas, but he's mesupik, whether he did that aveira or not. So that's asham talui. And one asham is bola chaper, if he violated asham zelos, asham ilas, asham shivcha harufa. Then you have Oshem Nazir and Oshem Etzorah. Oshem Nazir is like this. If the Nazir was Nitma Fesa Pisan, the Nazir became Tomei Meis. He's not allowed to come in contact with the Meis. The Nazir has Gimel Devar Masurim Le Nazir. Gimel Shloshem Minim, that's the name of the Perek and Nazir. Shloshem Minim Asur Nazir. Tumah Diglachas and Yain. He's not allowed to attend the funeral. He's not allowed to shave his head. The beard he can shave, but the head he's not allowed to shave on top. And Yayin is not allowed to drink wine, is not allowed to eat grapes. So what if the Nozer became Nitma B'Shegigo B'Mezid? This is to bring a series of Karbonas, a Yom HaRashanim Yitlon has to start counting in his ears all over again. So this, by a Nozer Tomei, he has to bring Asham Nozer to be able to start the Naziris Tahara. When the Nozer finishes the Naziris, he accepted upon himself to be a Nozer for 5 years. At the end of the 5 years, everything went fine. He has to bring a serious Kabbalah. He doesn't bring an Oshem then. Oshem Nazir is only if he's an Nazir Tomei, and he has to start all over again. So the Rambam says, I think these two count as one mitzvah. The Nazir brings Karbanas, but he becomes Tohar, and the Nazir Tomei has to bring Karbanas. There's room to ding Zach, but that's what the Rambam thinks. He thinks that Karbanas, Nazir Tomei, Nazir Tohar is one mitzvah. So he counts Hasham Nazir as part of the mitzvah that the Nazir sometimes has to bring special Karbanas. Then Hashem Metzora, the beginning of Parshas Metzora. The Torah says, when the Metzora gets healed, and he wants to become Tohar, he has to bring a series of Karbanas. And one of those Karbanas is a Karban Hashem. So the Rambam takes the six Hashemas, and he counts them only as four mitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And he says, there's room to dingzach. He said, there's room to disagree with him. But that's his opinion. There is a Mishnah in the first parak in Megillah. There isn't so much about Hilchas Purim to fill up all Masechta. So Yerushalmi says the Tanoim didn't want they wanted that Megillah should never be, the Yontav HaPurim should never be forgotten. So they instituted a Masechta, Bifnei Yatzma, Masechas Megillah, so it'll never be forgotten. But there aren't enough halachas about Purim. So they padded in the Masechta with other things. Hardly anything there is about Hilchas Purim. So all Perek B'nehu here, about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, about Kriyas HaTorah, all kinds of adzinens, other things. Then the end of the first Perek, you have Ein Bein, Ein Bein Yontav HaShabbos, Ein Bein Ozatom and Ozator. You have all the Ein Beins over there. So one of the Ein Beins over there, one of the Ein Beins, they felt that if you'll make a separate Masechta, this will accomplish that the Yontav HaPurim will never be forgotten, because the Torah Shebal Peh will never be forgotten. Somehow they thought Torah Shebal said maybe it will be forgotten, but Torah Shebal Peh will never be forgotten. Okay. So one of the Ein Beins says there are two kinds of a Kohen Gadol. There's Man Bais Rishon, yes, they have a Kohen Gadol who is Meshuch B'Shem and Amishcha. Then Yoshio HaMelech was going as a Shem and Amishcha towards the end of the Bais Rishon period. From that time on, there was only a Kohen Merubah Begodim. How did it become a Kohen Gadol? By wearing the Shemoneh Begodim of the Kohen Gadol, that's what made him into a Kohen Gadol. So are there any differences between this Kohen Gadol and that Kohen Gadol? The Mishnah says always the same. All the dinim are the same. Ein bein mashuch b'shem and emishcha l'kayim merubah begodim elo par habo al kol ha-mitzvah. So what does that mean? So Rashi writes that it says in today's parsha that when you bring a par halam dovah shel tzibur, the Kohen Gadol has to do the hakrova. When you bring a par kohen mashiach, the Kohen Gadol by mistake was Machal Shabbos, he has to bring a par kohen mashiach. Usually a chatas is in a keva, and here these are exceptions to the rule. It says these have to be zochas, sar and nasi also. It's a sar, not a seer, it's also a zoch, an exception to the rule. So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, when it says in the Chumash, when you bring a par halam dovah shel tzibur, par kohen mashiach, the avodah has to be done by Kohen Gadol. So Tosfos argues with Rashi. They quote, there's a beferish at Taras Kohanim Sifro and Parshas Vayikra where it says, even though that's what it sounds like in the Chumash, it's not true. The only time that you need a Kohen Gadol for the Hakrova is on Yom Kippur. And even on Yom Kippur, the Kesem Mishnah quotes a Ritva, very rare, the Kesem Mishnah quotes a Ritva, he quotes a Safik and a Ritva, maybe not, even though it says in the Mishnah the Kohen Gadol does everything, maybe part of it is Midirabban. Yom Kippur you bring to meet him like every day of the year. That's also Minatari, you need a Kohen Gadol. Manishtani Yom Kippur from the other days in the year. And Yom Kippur you bring Musafim from Parshas Pinchas. Also you need a Kohen Gadol Minatari. Why is it different from the Musafim on Shabbos and Yontem and Chalamayit? Maybe you only need a Kohen Gadol for the Avoidas that are in Parshas Achrei Mois. That's for the purpose of Kapora. There it says the Kohen Gadol has to do. In Parshas Pinchas it doesn't say you need a Kohen Gadol. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Ritva as Mesupik. Maybe part of the Avodas on Yom Kippur that we insist the Kohen Gadol should do, maybe some of it is only the Rabban, maybe it's not all Menatar. But that's what Tosfos says. You only need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. All year long, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. And even though that's what it sounds like in the Chumash, that the Kohen Gadol is needed to do the Hakrova of the Parhalim Dovah Shel Tzibur, Parkoy Mashiach, the Taras Kanim says that it's not so. Every day of the year, the Kohen Gadol is Makri Bekorban. Chavite Kohen Gadol. Has to pay from his own money.
So what does it mean?
So Tosfos says, kol ha-mitzvah means a different thing. The par koi mashiach, if the Kohen Gadol is machal Shabbos b'shoigig, he brings a special korban, he's not like a yochid, that's only if he's a koi mashuch b'shem and amishcha. But if he's only koi merubah b'godim, he doesn't have that din, he's miskapa like a yochid, he brings a regular kizbo or sirah. Tosfos says, that's what it says with Feirish and the Torah's Kohen. Rashi wrote against the Torah's Kohanim. Rashi says the Tibbutu Shal Mikra. So Torah's Kohanim says the din is not true. Even though every day of the year the Kohen Gadol has to bring a korban, chavit the Kohen Gadol machzisa baboyk machzisa benu abayim, it doesn't mean that he has to be makrevit. You can have a Kohen Hedyot makrevit. He has to fund it. It's often on his behalf. He's the miskaper. He pays for it, and he's miskaper with the korban. But you can have a Kohen Hedyot makrevit. The avoda doesn't necessarily have to be done with a Kohen Gadol. What's the din of smicha? The psukim say in Chumash that you need smicha by some karbon. It says a Mishnah, towards the end of Menachos, Mishnah says smicha is only on karbon yochid. He said some of the karbon is karbon yochid, karbon see, but smicha is only karbon yochid. On tmidim and mesafim there's no smicha, because smicha has to be done by the balak karbon. There's a machlokes hatanaim, let's say a man set aside a karbon oil, a karbon shlamim, and he dies before he was makrevit. So the Yorish brings the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Does the Yorish get kapara? Is a Yotzei HaMitzvah? He wasn't the one who was Magdash it. He didn't take the net, he wasn't Magdash it. So the Gemara says the Yorish is Mikufya Miskaper, Mikivaloi Miskaper. He doesn't get a full kapara, he gets a partial. Mikufya means superficial. Superficial. That's how sometimes the Achreinim have a Loshen. I didn't look into it so deeply. I learned the topic superficially. So they write, I learned the Mikufya, we learn Mikifa. Mikufya means superficially. Mikiva mean in depth. So the Gemara says the Yorish is only miskapa mikufya v'lo mikiva. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, whether the Yorish is soymech or not, because smicha can only be done by the bala korban. So the Yorish is a mikzas bala korban, he gets a partial kiyam mitzvah, but not the full kapara. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. The same machlekes appears the first daf in Tmura. Same machlekes, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah. Where the Yorish Meimer, the only one who can make Tmura is the Bala Korban. So the father died and he left the Korban, and I'm Makar with the Korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and I say, Harezu Tachazu, I want to substitute a different Korban instead. You're not allowed to do that. Lo Yachlifa Neva Lo Yamarosa. But Mehema Yomim Vahayus, Marosa Yer Kodesh, then it's Nitvas Bigdusha. So that's a Machlekes, the same two Tanoim. Is the Yorish sufficient Bala Korban that he should, he's called the Bala Korban? He has the ability to be, has no right to be Meimer, it's an Aver, but he has the ability to be Meimer. But he says, Yorish Eide Meimer. The Mishnah says there are only two or three exceptions to the rule of a Korban Tzibur, where you have Smicha. Normally, how can you have Smicha and a Korban Tzibur? A whole Klal Yisrael is going to stand there and do Smicha. That's unreasonable. A Korban Yochid, so the Yochid does Smicha. If you have, let's say, two people joining together to bring an oil or a Shlamim, each one has to do Smicha separately. You're going to have a carbon sibo, all of Klali, so it should come, it's unreasonable. So you can't have smicha, a carbon sibo, because only the Bailam can be serach. You can't have someone else, samachan yubi here. So the Mishnah says there are either two or three exceptions to the rule. One is parhelim davashal sibo, that's in today's sedra. It says that one of the members of the bet, that's a carbon sibo. So it says that one of the members of the Bez Nagodol, I think, has to do the smicha on behalf of Klali Yisrael. Chapter Dalet Pasuk Tezvah. So the Mishnah says in the end of Menachos, that's one of the exceptions to the rule, the Avsmicha and a Korban Tzibur. Then the other exception to the rule is an Achrei Mois, the Sor HaMishtalech, is a Korban Tzibur. Parachatas HaShalo, that's funded by the Kohen Gadol, that's a Korban Yochid. But all the other Korbanos on Yom Kippur, a Korban Tzibur. So it says Beferish and Achrei Mois, Kohen Gadol, the Torah says the Kohen Gadol does Smicha on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And then the Mishnah records the Machlekes HaTanaim, Rav Shimon and HaChachamim, when you bring Siri Avodah Zarah in Parsha Shlach. Siri Avodah Zarah is parallel to the Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur. And today's Sedra says, Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur, one of the members of the Bez Nagadol does a smicha on behalf of Klal Yisrael, we just say the same by Siri Avodah Zarah. So that's a Machlekes HaTanaim. But normally, smicha is only by Korbanos Yochid, and not by Karbonas Tzibur.
Why don't we say the Shluchim of the Tzibur? Why don't we say that?
These two or three cases, the Halacha says that they're the Shluchim. Otherwise, no Shlichas. You can't make a Shlich. Right. It's a person brings the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and he sends it in. He says he doesn't go. He doesn't have to go in person. He sends it in. So he can't send the Shlich to do Smicha for him. Smicha can only be done by the carbon. The carbon are not done at all. So Klal Yisrael can't stand Shluchim. To have everybody do the smicha is unreasonable. So these two or three cases, there's a Gzeres HaKosev that the Kohen Gadol, the member of the Bezen, represents the whole Klal Yisrael to do the smicha. Let me just close with this. It's getting late. Pasuk says, if a person violated an Aver B'Shogeg, which if he would have done it, amazing, he would have been a Chayv Koris, then B'Shogeg, is to bring a Chatos, it brings Kizba Osira, that's called Chatos Kvua, whether he can afford it or can't afford it. As opposed to Oil of Yared, that it goes up, goes down, the price goes up and down, depending on how much he can afford. So this is called Chatos Kvua. If you can't afford it, so you have to borrow money, you have to shnara money, or whatever, and bring the Chatos Kvua, or get an next-door neighbor to be Magdish, Amarashi's Kapavah Haver. Someone will donate it on your behalf, you'll be Magdish on your behalf. So the Torah says you have to bring the Chatos. And it says, Ahodilav Chatos Ashachata. When he comes to realization, when he has Yidiyah Sached, so then he's Mukhiv to bring the Korban Chatos. So Tosis writes in Shavuos Davar, the Manal, the little Tosis, that the Chi of Chatos is not Bob and Edom and Adob. He can't be Magdash Achatos unless he Mechuyiv. So let's say the person is Machal Shabbos B'Shegig, but he's not learning it, he doesn't realize it. Just Matzoy Shabbos is a very uneasy feeling. He thinks maybe he was Machal Shabbos because he's just learning, and he doesn't know maybe he was Machal Shabbos. So he'll set aside a Korban Achatos just in case. Then he goes to a weekly shiur, and he finds out a month later that he was Machal Shabbos with an Issa Derais. So, okay. So he brings the Chatas to the Beis HaMikdash and the Makrev. So Tosfos says it's Chulam Bazor. Since at the time that he was Mafresh, he didn't yet have Yediyas Achet. He just had an uncomfortable feeling. He thinks that maybe he did an Avera, but he doesn't know Hilcha Shabbos. What do you mean maybe he did an Avera? So there was no Yediyas Achet at the time that he was Makdash. So if he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash and he says again, Harezeh Lechatosi Amchuyiv Achatas, so he's Magdish it then, but if he's never Magdish it a second time, so the Hakdosha wasn't Chal. The Chiyav Chat is only Chal after Yediyah Sachet. So Rabbi Chanan Basman has a whole interesting essay about this. He shows from the Gemara, Eidecha Nemen Bisurim doesn't really apply over here. Let's say Eidecha comes and he says, Achalta Chelev. He says, I don't know anything about it. So that's not called Yediyah Sachet. Eidecha Nemen Bisurim, the Eidecha tells me, this is Chelev, this is Shuman, this is Kosher, this is not Kosher, this is Baluchalov, this is not Basabachalov. But whenever the Allah requires Yediyah, Eidecha doesn't give a Yediyah. If you have two Eidim, that's called the Yediyah. But Eidecha is not called the Yediyah. So Rabbi Chana has a whole interesting essay about this, where he comments the Rosh, and the end of my cut, the Rosh quotes all the Hilchas Avelis from the Gemara. Then he quotes heavily from the Ramban, from the Torah Sa'adam. And Yeridea, as we mentioned, the last Chelek Yeridea, all the Hilchas Avelis is really based on the Ramban and Torah Sa'adam. And a lot of things are misunderstood in the Yeridea because they didn't have the Torah Sa'adam. They just had what the Torah quotes from the Torah Sa'adam. So the Rosh quotes from the Torah Sa'adam, if an Eidecha comes and tells a person that your relative died, he has to observe Avelis because it's the Milsa David Legluye, Lo Mishakri Inshi. Eidecha wouldn't tell a lie because the guy's going to find out in another day or two whether it's true. Today you can call on a telephone. Years ago, in the days of the Maharam Rutmerg, they didn't have any telephone. I think the Rosh quotes this from the Maharam Rutmerg, not from the Ramban. Quotes both, sometimes Ramban, sometimes Maharam Rutmerg. He was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutmerg. So he quotes this from Maharam Rutmerg. Eidechot is Neman by Avelis, because it's a Milsad Avelis Leglui. So Rukhanan asked, what does he have to say Milsad Avelis Leglui? Why doesn't he simply say, because Eidechot Neman be Surim? So he says Eidecha would not be Neman, because the Chiyav Avelis only begins after Yediyas Avelis. The Gemara talks about Shmuel Kreva, Shmuel Rechoika. Did the person hear about the death of the relative within 30 days of the death, or after 30 days? But if he didn't hear about it, then the Chiyav Avelis doesn't begin. That's what Rabbi Hanan writes. He quotes from Yeridea. Let's say I'm a doctor in the hospital. I know that Pliny died, and I was scheduled to pick up his son to take him to a wedding tonight. So he says, strictly speaking, it says Shulchan, I'm not mechuyev to tell him that his father died, that he can't go to the wedding. I can take him to the wedding, we can dance together. Kozman, he does know that the relative died, there's no chiyav avelis. It may be a stupid thing to do, to take him to the wedding and not to tell him. He may be angry at me forever. Why didn't I tell him that his father died? He wants to make arrangements for the funeral. But strictly speaking, I'm not in violation of lifnei v'lisita misha. Kozman, there's no yediyas avelis. So there's no chiyav to be noyig avelis. Then Rabbi Chana talks about Safek Garla Bechutzlor, Safek Mamzer, is Mutam and Atara. Also, there the Yediyas, just like over here, you need Yediyas Achet to be Mechayiv in Chatos, you need Yediyas Avelis, Yediyas Hamisa to be Mechayiv in Avelis. So too, by Orla Bechutzlor, you need Yediyah to be as a condition, a precondition, a prerequisite of the Yisr, and Safek Mamzer also Mutam and Atara, because you need Yediyah. And even though in the Rabbanon they made a Chumrah, Safek Mamzer is also that Shtuki Vasufi is a Safek Mamzer. Mid the Rabbanon made a Chumah that a Safek Yediyah is also called Yediyah. But if you have a Mamzer Sheni Yadua, it's Mamshet HaGomer. That's what you have in the Gemara, last Perek in Maseches Kiddushin. Rebbe knew about certain families that they were Mamzerim, but it wasn't Yadua LaRabim, it wasn't public knowledge. They themselves didn't know, and it wasn't public knowledge. So Rebbe would whisper his Talmidim, don't marry into those families. Because if you marry a girl with a chashash psul, so the shechita will not be shara on your children. Ena shechita shara al mishpachas miyachosu shab Yisrael. But strictly speaking, if he wouldn't have told his talmidim, it would have been mutter for them to get married. Because mamzer hasheni yadua is mutter lovel bekol. If there would have been a safek yediyah, so that's the chumrah of the rabban, they asked shtuki basufi. But if it's less than, it's not even a safek yediyah. Mamzer hasheni yadua is het gomer, even with the rabban. many, many more dinim in today's parsha. Okay, I'll speak.